If Judge Brett Kavanaugh is confirmed to the United States Supreme Court, he would create a conservative majority that could overturn Roe v. Wade. Such a ruling would severely limit access to abortion across the country. But as 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins reports, abortion access has already drastically changed since the Roe decision, thanks mostly to a Supreme Court case from Pennsylvania.
The 1992 case is Planned Parenthood versus Casey.
So Planned Parenthood versus Casey is the case that every law student in the country reads.
Sue Fritchie is a senior staff attorney at the Women's Law Project in Pittsburgh.
It established the constitutional standard by which abortion restrictions are measured.
Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania sued then-Governor Bob Casey Sr. over the Abortion Control Act. The law mandated a 24-hour waiting period and parental consent for minors. It also required women to notify their husbands before getting an abortion. Planned Parenthood thought the law violated Roe v. Wade.
The 1988 and 1989 Abortion Control Acts were a set of regulations that were designed specifically to get to the Supreme Court so that Pennsylvania would be the state that resulted in the overruling of Roe.
It was a roller coaster.
Stephanie Dangle is the executive director of the Innovation Practice Institute at the University of Pittsburgh School of Law. She was also a Supreme Court law clerk when Planned Parenthood versus Casey was argued. Everyone thought this would be the case that would ban abortion, including Dangle. Justice Anthony Kennedy, who Judge Kavanaugh is set to replace, was the swing vote. Justices who wanted to overturn Roe lobbied him heavily.
We were on pins and needles worrying that that switch was going to happen up till the day that it was released.
Planned Parenthood of Southeast Pennsylvania versus Casey in a companion case.
This tape of the Supreme Court announcing the Casey decision comes from Oyez.org. The court upheld Roe with a caveat called the undue burden standard.
We reaffirm the constitutionally protected liberty of the woman to decide to have an abortion before the fetus attains viability, and to obtain it without undue interference from the state.
It said restrictions were legal as long as they weren't proposed with the intention of creating a significant obstacle for women who wanted an abortion. The only rule the court thought was an undue burden was the spousal notification provision. The other restrictions stayed.
The Roe standard was weakened, and it was significantly weakened, and it allowed states to regulate abortion in ways that a pure Roe standard would never have permitted.
Sue Fritchie says new restrictions have made it difficult for all but privileged women to access abortion. The number of abortion restrictions increased dramatically throughout the U.S. since the Casey decision. In Pennsylvania, there are rules about the size of rooms and clinics, and abortions based on the sex of the fetus are illegal. When Casey was decided, there were 81 abortion providers in the state. That number dropped to 42 by 2014, according to the Guttmacher Institute.
Look, I'm all about saving babies.
State Representative Rick Saccone opposes abortion rights. The Republican aligns himself with the late Governor Casey.
You know, he said Roe v. Wade is a law we must observe but never honor.
The Casey decision allowed lawmakers like Saccone to propose new restrictions, like his bill banning abortion as soon as a fetal heartbeat is detected. There's been no action on Saccone's bill since he introduced it in May, though similar laws have passed elsewhere. The Supreme Court could use the Casey decision to uphold state restrictions if Kavanaugh is confirmed. Here's Stephanie Dangle at Pitt Law.
The questions at the front of everyone's mind is whether or not Planned Parenthood is going to survive the appointment of a new justice, and time will tell.
But in many states, restrictions born from the Casey decision may effectively end abortion, even if the next Supreme Court justice leaves Roe in place. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.